Maisis Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. So it's important to point out, the Mishnah Shtoina points out that we just ended off that when a person has in mind to sell it in the shuk, so it's kaveh l'maiser when these vegetables or fruits are ready. Mashing when he takes it to his house, so it's kaveh when he takes it to his house. That concept really applies to this coming Mishnah as well. Mishnah Shtoina doesn't know why that there's a hefsek like it says it earlier, and now we have like this new Mishnah, because really that klal should, you would think it's said after all these Mishnahs. But the point is that it's the same klal, and when one's going to sell it, so if he gets it ready for sale, that's kaveh l'maiser. So the Mishnah starts, a pered v'tzimukin v'cheruvin. Pered is dry pomegranates, tzimukin, raisins, v'cheruvin, that's bukter, carobs, mishiyamet arema, so that's when you put it into a heap. All these things, that's when it's kaveh for gurin for meiser. Habetzolim, mishiyifakel. Onions, the Rav explains, when you took off the bad layers and you peeled that off. V'meinu mefakel, if you didn't do that, mishiyamet arema, when you put it into a heap. Hatfua, when it comes to grain, mishimareach, when you smooth it out. The Rambam says this in B'chibura, which is in the Yad HaChazak in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam on the Perish Mishnayis gives a different pshat. The Rav says, like we just said, that when you smooth it out, v'meinu mimareach, and if you're not going to smooth out the heap, ad shiyamet arima, when you make it into the heap. Hakitnius mishiyichbor, so kitnius, I guess, is very dirty. The Rav explains when they would take it out of the ground, it would always come with a lot of dirt. So mishiyichbar means when they would sift it out and get rid of all the dirt. V'meinu chayver, and if he didn't do that, ad shimarech, until he puts it into a heap and smooths it out. Afal pishamerach, but even though he did smooth it out, noitel min hakutayim umin atstadim, nevertheless, you can still take from the broken pieces that were not threshed, that's kutayim, umin hatstadim, and from the ones that are on the side that were not included with the heap, so they weren't smooth with it. Umasha b'saychateven, and also what's inside the husks, because obviously that wasn't taken out and put in the heap. Va'oichel, and you can eat these, ara, you can snack on these, because these were not part of the food that he put together in the heap to smooth out, and therefore he's allowed to snack on it.